News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
So it's day three of the Taoiseach's four-day visit to the United States. Micheál Martin is in Washington after spending the weekend in Philadelphia, and so is our reporter, Jamie O'Hara. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Anton.
Now, Jamie, before we get into the meat of the matter, for those people feeling slightly resentful about the fact that they have to work on what is effectively a bank holiday, just remind us, what time is it where you are?
It's 3:05 in the morning.
Well, fair play, Jamie. You sound fresh as a daisy. Now, two more important matters. Micheál Martin, obviously there is going to be the White House Bowl of Shamrock meeting that a lot of attention will be on, but that is but one of a sort of a long series of set pieces. So what's he going to be doing over the next 2 days?
Yeah, exactly. Long days of set pieces. Today's engagements are mainly business, Anton. The Taoiseach has what's described as agency engagements, which are to be confirmed. They're this morning, and then he will attend the St. Patrick's Day Business Leaders Luncheon. That's at a hotel near the White House this morning also. And it's pretty much in keeping with his engagements in Philadelphia on Saturday, where, you know, he was keen to stress the historical links between Ireland and the US. You know, you're going to see a thread throughout this, what I'm talking about. You know, historical links between Ireland and the US, that the Irish were in the United States of America before it became the United States of America. You know, the Irish people who helped build America, the railways, right up to the present day, with thousands of Americans employed by Irish companies, notably in the food sector. Then in the evening, it's time to put on our tuxes for the Ireland Fund's National Gala, where Mr. Martin will no doubt again stress the links between Ireland and the US and the need for ongoing cooperation in business and culture and education. And you get the picture on that. Then on to Tuesday, the Taoiseach will meet with President Donald Trump at the White House. Now, the Taoiseach posed, Anton, beside the statue of Rocky Balboa in Philadelphia on Saturday, you know, a nod to his father, who was a noted boxer. But he didn't run up the steps, and there was no celebration at the top like the hero Rocky. He didn't have his arms in the air. Because Tuesday is the title fight, the day Micheál Martin speaks to President Trump and gets across the points that, you know, I've mentioned previously, deep historic links right up to the Cork man who coined the phrase United States of America in 1776, the business ties. You know, yesterday's St. Patrick's Day parade in Philadelphia will no doubt be mentioned. It was attended by tens of thousands of people. There was thousands taking part, including Micheál Martin. And he might even mention Jesse Buckley winning an Oscar. But like you said in your intro, it's about how he might handle the presidents. It's basically Ireland's highlights, I think, is what he's going to try and get across. And, you know, the ongoing cooperation in business. I mean, a very solid example that Donald Trump would love to hear is Ryanair and Boeing. But we can have a listen to what the Taoiseach said about the importance of free trade, something Donald Trump doesn't seem overly keen on, given his tariffs of late.
The interdependence of economies, the complexity of supply chains, and that's a message we will be conveying to the US administration, that the world has changed. Globalization is not over. We see that now. Everything is interwoven across the world. Ireland has been a huge platform and a base for American companies, Japanese companies and other companies to penetrate the European market. It's that complexity of supply chains that I think is a message we will really communicate here.
And of course, everywhere that Micheál Martin looks, there be monsters. One of the areas is illegal immigration and the Irish getting caught in the ICE net. To what extent is the issue of Irish illegals going to come up in the attendances of the St. Patrick's Day parades?
Yeah, so it was a question that was asked to him about the potential targeting of undocumented Irish who are attending, you know, St. Patrick's Day parades and festivities. Would it present an unmissable target for ICE to come out and raid some of these things? And he said none of the groups that he met with in Philadelphia on Saturday had raised that issue. But then he did say he is aware of the concerns of the undocumented Irish, which number in the thousands. I was trying to find some reliable numbers on it, and they varied widely from 10,000 to 50,000. But he will be raising the issue, he said, of Irish migration to the US with the administration. Now, note that he did not say Donald Trump specifically, and, you know, he didn't say it, he would raise it with him on Tuesday specifically. He used the phrase administration, but this is what he said on the matter.
You know, over the years, we've tried on the Hill in particular to try and regularize some of that and to try and get agreements based on unused Australian visas, for example, the E3 visa. We were denied by one vote in the Senate a number of years ago. It's a very difficult issue here in terms of getting progression on. Point I'll be making, and I continue to make to the US administration, if we can get mutual legal pathways for the younger generations today to continue the tradition of that historic and foundational relationship between Ireland and the United States. I think because of the very foundational nature of the relationship, that we should strive to get legal pathways between Ireland and the US.
There you go. That's Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking in Washington. Jamie O'Hara, thank you very much. Get yourself to bed. You deserve it. That is Jamie O'Hara for us there in Washington. And Jamie will have more coverage of that visit on News Talk across today and tomorrow. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.